Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Today, I would like to tell you about a place that I've been. I was there last month, as a matter of fact. The Giant's Causeway. And I think I am titling this podcast, The Giant's Causeway Meets the Wild Atlantic. Now, that might sound like a strange title to you, but if you've ever been to the Giant's Causeway, you will understand the title. If you've not, I'm going to do my best to explain. So, the Giant's Causeway is a lot, and I do mean a lot of, I want to say stones, but I don't really think that's the correct thing to say. They are, I believe, octagonal in shape. These are stones that you can literally climb up till you get to the top. For some people, it's easy to climb. For others, it's not so easy to climb. However, there is actually a path that you could take, and there are workers there down at the causeway. They've got their whistle in hand, and they will let you know the best way to walk up that causeway, and you can only go so far on it. It does, you know, go into the Atlantic Ocean, and when you're there, you're going to notice as you keep going towards the water, there's a large part of the Giant's Causeway that looks wet. That's because that's where the ocean hits. Like, literally, when the tide is ready to come in, that will be covered by the water. So you need to be seriously careful. When you hear the worker that's standing the furthest out on the causeway start to whistle, blow that whistle, that's to let you know, hey, don't go any further than that particular stone. You see that it's wet. You cannot go there. It's way too dangerous. If those waves come up, they will catch you off guard and you could say goodbye to everybody for good, unless they catch you, which, I mean, I've never actually seen anybody fall off of the Giant's Causeway, thankfully. But I've also, like, when we were there in March, there were these, I'm assuming teens, maybe young adults, that were further on the beach by the Giant's Causeway, and they looked like they were getting ready to jump in. And I mean, the worker there was blowing his whistle like crazy. He was like, hey, get off there. And basically, you're not allowed to jump off those stones. You're not allowed to. That is a death trap waiting to happen if you do that. If you show some respect to the water and to the causeway, and you listen to the instructions, and you stay where you're supposed to be on those stones, no worries. And I gotta tell you, it is an absolutely gorgeous view of the Atlantic Ocean when you're sitting on those stones or standing on those stones. Which, by the way, according to my husband, it's actually built up from a bunch of lava from some volcano. I don't know where the volcano is or where it was or anything like that, but that's what he told me. Now, if you listen to the people that like to tell stories about the Giant's Causeway, it's way more than that, and it has to do with the giant and whatever he built, and I would suggest you Google it because I'm just not going to do that story justice. It's a cute story. And gladly go to the Giant's Causeway and listen to it. But yeah, it's a story. But I've got to tell you, that view from the Giant's Causeway is absolutely gorgeous. And I know I have done a podcast about the Giant's Causeway before. It seems like every time we come back from Ireland, I do the podcast about it or a blog, unless, you know, I haven't been there. And we happened to go in March, my husband and I. I will tell you, depending what time of the day you're going, the visitor center is there and it will be open, and you do need to pay for the visitor center. And They've got a place there for you to eat, a little cafe. There's a bunch of different gifts there that you could purchase. There's a story there about how the Giants Causeway came about and all the stuff, which is actually pretty cool. That's what's there. If you have to use the bathroom, that's available for you. If you don't want all that and you just want to go to the causeway, you can message me about that and I'll tell you what to do. This is only because I know this because this is what we were told to do on our very first trip to Northern Ireland. And I would suggest also that if you don't want to use the bathrooms or their facilities or either anything like that, then I would stop in Portrush first and go to the Centra and get some food there and use their bathroom, or go to a restaurant in Portrush first and use their bathroom and their food, and then go to the Giants Causeway. I think with us on our absolute very first trip to Northern Ireland and Ireland, we're talking, I think, 7-8 years ago. Don't quote me on that. We did go there, but then we went out to eat. So that was really fun. But like I said, if you don't care about the gift shop, if you don't care about the bathroom or something to eat, and you just want to go to the causeway, message me and I'll let you know the details about that. But putting that aside, it's an absolute gorgeous view. If you live in Northern Ireland, I think you're pretty lucky that you can go to the Giants Causeway really whenever you want to, or whenever you have the free time, because the view is absolutely stunning. Sitting there, I could sit there probably for hours with my husband, watching the waves just crash against the Giants Causeway. And on a seriously clear day, you can see Scotland from there, which is pretty cool as well. If you are planning to visit Northern Ireland for a vacation or maybe a business trip, I would highly recommend going to the Giants Causeway and checking it out for yourself. I don't think you're going to be sorry. It's one of the most gorgeous views I have ever seen in this world. And this is coming from a person who does not like the beach all that much, unless for some reason I'm in, Ireland or Northern Ireland or Italy or something like that. But that's another story, I suppose. But I love climbing those rocks. I love walking around them, the causeway. I love standing on it. I love sitting on it. I love taking videos and pictures there. And it's just an absolute gorgeous place to sit, to relax, to feel the breeze, to watch the waves just go against the rocks, and just to take it all in and be with your loved ones or your friends and your family. It's absolutely gorgeous. And if I may add, I did write a blog about it. It's on my blog, KathleenSmith.org. So if you would like to read about it and see the pictures that I took and a short clip that I took, you can find it all on KathleenSmith.org. I just know that the Giants Causeway and the Atlantic Ocean put together, it's absolutely perfect, and I absolutely love going there. I really do. Whenever we're able to go to Ireland and then to Northern Ireland, if we're able to fit the Giants Causeway in, we do, because we love it that much, and I really think you will enjoy it. What else can I tell you? Just check it out. It's the view is just spectacular, and it's just so peaceful and so beautiful and breathtaking, and you could sit there for as long as you want. You could stand there if you want. Just take it all in. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I just can't say enough nice things about the Giants Causeway at this point. Nothing bad has ever happened to me or my family there. We have always had such a good time. And I hope if you do get to go, that you get to experience it the way we did, because I think you're going to have an absolute great time. Absolutely. Yes. The Giants Causeway. Yes. Just go. What else? I could just keep repeating myself, but why would you want to hear me to keep repeating myself for the next couple of minutes? So, yeah, that's it. My podcast for today is all about the Giants Causeway meets the Wild Atlantic And when you get there, you will completely understand why I titled this podcast that. So, in the meantime, because, you know, I should probably stop blabbering at this point, I'd like to let you know that if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can. My Twitter handle is at srkbear. You know, if you like my tweets, you will notice, though, that when I do tweet, it's mostly about my business and, like, some videos and stuff like that. I don't do a lot of personal tweets. Excuse me. YouTube. I do have a YouTube channel. Kat and Smith. Or, if you like me to spell it out, it's KatAndSmith. And I think I have close to 180 videos that you can watch, including shorts. There's some about birds. There's, I think, one or two about a bear. There is the Giant's Causeway. There's so many different videos that I have. I hope you enjoy them. There's a peacock. There's stuff about the mountains. I've got a bunch of book trailers. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. If you like what you see, I would love it if you subscribe to my channel. What else? I am on social media. You can easily find me on LinkedIn and everywhere. My books are there for you to read or listen to. You can find them on my blog, KathleenSmith.org. I've got one book on miscarriages, and I've got another book about Brooklyn and upstate New York. They're both available for you to read or listen to if you would like. It's a great way to get to know me a little bit better, just a little bit better. And, blah, 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 blah. Like I told you, my new blog, was published out there for everybody to see and read. You can check that out. That's also about the Giant's Causeway. And, I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah. My apps. Yes. Bears with Apps. That's me. That's my business. We have apps. You could get them on your iPhone or your iPad. You might be able to get them on your computer, depending on what computer you have. They are all fun and or educational. We literally have something for your entire family. We have something for your toddler, for your child, for your kid who needs help with spelling or writing or math. We have an app for a game like quizzes, if you like that. We have registers that are there just for the simple fun of it. And it's a money-back guarantee. If you don't like any of our apps for whatever reason, you can return them. But I hope you enjoy them. Did I mention the spelling app? It's there in case your kid needs help with spelling. We've got adding, we've got multiplying, we've got subtraction. And what else? You need learn to practice your letters. We got that. Yeah, like I said, we have something for your entire family, so I hope you will enjoy it. And if anything needs to be fixed or changed, please let me know. We'll take care of it as soon as we can. And I would like to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, about the Giant's Causeway. I know there are so many podcasts out there that you can listen to. I know that. And the fact that you're taking the time to listen to my little podcast, thank you so much. You don't know how much I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And one more time, thank you so very much for listening to The Giant's Causeway Meets the Wild Atlantic on my podcast called Kathleen's Corner. And I will be back when I am back. Bye-bye, and thank you.